Sheni, after stating that the Beis HaMikdash will only be built after Hashem has given you rest from all of your enemies in the time of David HaMelech, the pasuk continues and says, V'hoyo, then it shall be HaMokoim Asher Yivcha Hashem Elokeichem Boi, the place that Hashem will choose for you, L'shaken Shemoy Sham, to rest His name there, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, Shomo Saviyu, over there you shall bring Es Kol Asher Anoichi Mitzave Eschem, everything that I am commanding you, Oiloiseichem, your Korbonois Oilois, V'zevcheichem, and your Korbonois Shlomim, Masroi Seichem, your Maiser Behema, and also your Maiser Sheni, Utrumas Yedchem, and Bikurim, which is lifted by your hands, V'choil Mivchar Nedrechem, and all your voluntary Korbonois, which shall be brought from Mivchar, the choicest of animals, Asher Tidru Hashem, that you will vow to Hashem. And Rashi is bothered that this Pasuk seems almost identical to Pasuk Vav, where there too the Pasuk says that you should be makriv all these Korbonois. Rashi answers, Pasuk Vav is referring to bringing Korbonois in Mishkan Shiloi, and this Pasuk is referring to bringing these Korbonois in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why the Torah divides Shiloi, which is stated in Pasuk Vav, and the Beis HaMikdash, which is stated in our Pasuk, and places Pasuk Ches in between, that is speaking about the period of the first 14 years when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, when the Mishkan was in Gilgal, and Bamois were Mutter, is to teach us. Just like when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Bamois were Mutter, so too in the 57 years between the destruction of Shiloi and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givoin, Bamois were also Mutter. Just like they were Mutter during those 14 years in Pasuk Ches, so too were Bamois Mutter in the time period, the 57 years, between the destruction of Mishkan Shiloi and the time when they built the Beis HaMikdash. When the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givoin, Bamois were Mutter. And that is why the Torah makes a separate Pasuk discussing Shiloi and a separate Pasuk discussing the Beis HaMikdash and places Pasuk Ches in between to teach us that just like in Pasuk Ches, Bamois were Mutter, so too Bamois were Mutter in the time between Mishkan Shiloi and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Emek HaNetziv points out that the Pasuk here does not mention Nidava like it does in Pasuk Vav, because there it says V'nidreichem V'nidvoiseichem, and here it only says Mivchar Nidreichem. He answers that since over here we learn out from the word Mivchar that he must bring the best animal, this applies more to Neder than a Nidava, because by a Nidava the person says Hare Zu Oila, this animal should be an Oila. Once he says that, he must bring this animal and cannot change it for a better one. However, by a neder, where he says, Hare olai oila, it should be upon me to bring an oila, we tell him now to take the best animal. So since the Pasuk says over here, Mivchar, it therefore only mentions neder and not nedava. However, we still must understand why Bechor is not mentioned in this Pasuk, and it is mentioned in Pasuk Vav. And the Pasuk continues, Usimachtem, and you shall rejoice, Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, before Hashem your God, Atem, you. And the Emek HaNetziv says that included in Atem, in you, is also your wife, Uvneichem, Uvnoiseichem, and your sons and your daughters, Va'avdechem, Va'amhoiseichem, and your slaves and your maidservants, V'halevi asher b'sha'areichem, and the Levi that lives in your cities, Ki ein loy chelek v'nachal itchem, because the Levi does not have a share nor an inheritance together with you. And since he does not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, therefore you must take care of him, give him his Maiser Rishon, which he is supposed to get. If you do not have any Maiser Rishon to give him Maiser Oni, because he is a poor person, he does not have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And if you do not have Maiser Rishon nor Maiser Oni, invite him to take part in your Shlomim, let him eat the meat of your carbon Shlomim. Hishamer Lecha, watch yourself, Pentale Oiloisecha, lest you bring up your carbon Oilo, B'chol Mokem Asher Tireh, in any place that you see fit. You are not allowed to bring Korbonois in any place that you want. You must bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And although it already said this in Pasuk Yud Aleph, where over there it says, Shama Saviyu, over there in the Beis HaMikdash, you should bring the Korbonois, the Pasuk over here is adding a Lois Aseh, because Shama Saviyu is only an Aseh. Over here, when it says, Hishama Lecha, it is adding a negative commandment, a Lois Aseh, to this Avera. One who brings Korbonois outside the Beis HaMikdash is Mevatel and Aseh of Shama Saviyu, and is also over a Lois Aseh of Hishama Lecha, Pentale Oiloisecha B'chol Mokem Asher Tireh. And the punishment for one who is Makrev a Korban outside the Beis HaMikdash is stated in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perek Yudzayin, Pasuk Yud, where over there it says that he is Chayiv Kares. And since the Pasuk says that you should not be Makrav Karbin B'chol Mokom Asher Tireh, in any place that you see fit, it comes to teach us that it is only usur if it was your decision. However, if a Navi tells you to be Makrav Karbin outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it is mutter. Like we find that Eliyahu brought a Karbin Oilah at Hara Carmel at the time when Bamois were usur. And the Pasuk continues, Ki im ba'mokoim asher yivcha Hashem, you should only bring karbonos in the place that Hashem will choose, which is in the Beis HaMikdash, ba'achat shefotecho, the Beis HaMikdash that will be built in the chelek, in the area of one of your shvatim, which will be in chelek binyamin, because the Beis HaMikdash was built in the area of the land that belonged to Shevet binyamin, shom ta'ale olosecho, over there you should bring up your karbonos olos, v'shom ta'ase kol asher anoichi mitzaveko, over there you should do everything that I am commanding you. And now the Pasuk tells us that if one has a carbon that developed a mum, it developed a blemish, and cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, then the halacha is that you should redeem this animal and take the money that you redeemed it with and bring a different carbon. And this animal is now mutter to be eaten anywhere since it was redeemed. And the Pasuk says, Rak b'chol avas nafshecha, anywhere that your soul desires, tizbach ve'ochalto basar, you may shech this animal and eat its meat. Since it is not a carbon anymore, the kedusha was taken off by redeeming it because it has a mum, you may eat it anywhere that you desire. However, this animal still retains certain restrictions since it was once a carbon. You may not drink its milk and you may not shear its wool. And this is learnt out from the pasuk tizbach ve'ochalto. The Pasuk is telling you, I am only allowing you to do what becomes mutter after the Shechita. Since before the Shechita you may not eat it, and now after you shecht it, it becomes mutter to eat, that you are allowed to do. However, the things that were mutter even before the Shechita, for example, drinking the milk of an animal is not dependent on the Shechita, and also shearing the wool of an animal is not dependent on the Shechita, those things will remain usur. You may eat this animal, however you may not drink its milk, nor shear its wool. And the halacha of redeeming an animal that has a mum only applies to an animal that has a mum that will not heal. However, an animal that has a mum oiver, a mum that will heal, is not redeemed. And that is learned from the word rak only, because rak is an exclusion, a miut, and we exclude from that word that you do not redeem an animal that has a mum oiver, a mum that will heal. So the Pasuk says, after you redeem this animal, you may eat it, kivirkas Hashem lekecho asher nosan lecho b'chol she'orecho, according to the bracha that Hashem your God has given you in all your cities, hatamei v'hatar yechlenu, a tamei and a tar may eat this animal together, katzvi v'cho ayol, just like they may eat a tzvi, a deer, and an ayol, which are chayos. And chayos are not brought as karbonos. So too, this animal that was redeemed is not a carbon anymore, and that is why it may be eaten by a tamei and a tar together. Because typically, by something that is kachim, something that is a carbon, a tamei may not eat kachim. Over here, where it lost its kedusha, therefore a tamei may eat it. The Pasuk is telling us also that a tahor may eat from the same plate as a tamei who eats from it. Because if a tamei dik person eats from this animal, he will be mitame the meat. He will make the meat tamei. And now when the tahor dik person eats from this meat, he will be eating meat that became tamei from the tamei dik person. And by kachim, one may not eat kachim that is tamei. Therefore, the Pasuk is telling us over here that this is not kachim anymore. It was redeemed. And therefore, a tahor dikah person may eat this meat that became tamei from the tamei dikah person. And in order to tell us this halacha, the Pasuk could have really just said, hatamei v'hatar yechlenu. The tamei and the tahor can eat it together. It did not have to make the comparison to tzvi and ayol. The reason why it makes the comparison to tzvi and ayol is to teach us something else. Because you might have thought that since this animal is not a carbon anymore, it should have the halachos of a regular animal that is shechted, that the law is that the zroya, lechoyayim, and the keva, the arm, the jaw, and the stomach is given to the kohen. So you might think also over here, the zroya, lechoyayim, and keva are given to the kohen. Therefore the pasuk says, no, katzvi v'ko ayol, this is like a tzvi and ayol, a chaya, where you do not give the zroya, lechoyayim, and keva to the kohen. Here too, you do not give Zroya, Lechoyayim, and Keva to the Kohen. Rak Adam lo yisechelu, but still this blood you may not eat. You might think that since this animal is not a carbon, and the blood is not being placed on the Mizbeach, Therefore, you may eat this blood. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, rak hadam lo sechilu, even this blood you are not allowed to eat. Al ha'oret tishpechenu kamoyim, you shall spill it on the ground just like water. Since in the previous pasuk, the pasuk compared this animal to a tzvi and ayol, so you might think that just like a tzvi and ayol, which are chayos, have a halacha of kisui hadam, that their blood must be covered. So you might think that this animal also has the din of kisui hadam. Therefore, the pasuk says, no, there is no halacha of covering its blood. Al ha'oretz tishpechenu kamoyim, you may pour its blood on the earth just like water. And Chazal also learned from this pasuk, by the fact that the pasuk compares dam, blood, to mayim, to water, it comes to teach us that blood is like water concerning the halacha of being machshir food to be makabel tuma. Because in order for food to be susceptible to be makabel tuma, it must first come in contact with a liquid. The pasuk over here is telling us that just like water can make a food susceptible to being makabel tuma, so too can blood. And the pasuk continues, Lo sucha le'echol bisharecha, you are not allowed to eat in your cities, Masar deganecha v'siroishcha v'yitarecha, your maaser sheni, that is from your grain, your wine, and your oil, you must eat it in Yerushalayim. Uvecharis bekarcha b'tzonecha, and the firstborn of your cattle and your sheep, the kohen must eat it in Yerushalayim. V'chol nedarecha asher tidar v'nidvaisecha, and all your nedarim and nedavais, your voluntary karbonois, also must be eaten in Yerushalayim. Utrumas yodecha, and the kohen must eat the bikurim that you bring to him in Yerushalayim. And although this was already stated in Pasuk Zayin, when the Pasuk says, V'achaltem sham, you should eat all of this over there in Yerushalayim, over here it is coming to add a lois asay, a negative commandment. V'achaltem sham is an asay. Loisucha lecho b'sharecha is adding a lois asay to eating all these out of Yerushalayim. Ki im lefnei Hashem lekecha toichalenu, rather before Hashem your God, in Yerushalayim you should eat these things, in the place that Hashem will choose for you, which is in Yerushalayim, ato you uvincha uvitecha, your sons and your daughters, v'avdecha v'amasecha, your slaves and your maidservants, v'halevi asher bisharecha, and the levi that lives in your cities, v'somachto lefnei Hashem lekecha, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God, v'choil mishlach yodecha, in your every undertaking. Hishamelecha, be careful, penta azoivis halevi, lest you forsake the levi, kol yomecha, all your days, al admosecha, on your land. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it already said, v'halevi asher bisharecha. That was an asay to take care of the levi. However, over here, it adds a lois asay by saying, hishamelecha, penta azoiv es halevi. And since the Pasuk says, al admosecha, on your land, this teaches us that the levi only receives special treatment and has a special status when you are living in Eretz Yisrael and the Leviim are doing the Avodah, then you must take care of them. However, when you are in Golus and the Leviim are not doing the Avodah anymore, a Levi is not any different than any other poor person. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shama Saviyu, over there you will bring all these Karbonos, and Rashi is bothered that this was already stated earlier in Pasuk Vav, Lamala Amar Le'inyin Shiloi. The Pasuk earlier in Pasuk Vav was talking about bringing Karbonos in Shiloi. The Kan Amar Le'inyin Yerushalayim. However, over here in this pasuk, it is telling you to bring these karbonos in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ulekach Cholka Makosov, and the reason why the Torah divides it and places a separate pasuk for Shiloh and a separate pasuk for Yerushalayim and places pasuk Ches in between, which is discussing the first 14 years when Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael and Bamos were mutter. Litein Heter Beizulazu. To tell you that also between the time of the destruction of Shiloh and the building of the Beis Hamikdash, it was mutter to be makriv on a bomel. Mishecharva Shiloh, from the time that Shiloh was destroyed, uba'u l'noiv, and they came to Noiv, v'charva Noiv, and Noiv was destroyed, uba'u l'givoin, and they came to Givoin, hayu ha'bomis mutarais, the bomis were mutter, achebo'u l'Yerushalayim, until they came to Yerushalayim. During the 57 years when the Mishkan was in Noiv and Givoin, bomis were mutter. And that is why Pasuk Ches is placed in between the Psukim speaking about Shiloh and Yerushalayim, to tell you that just like in Pasuk Ches, during those 14 years when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Bamos were mutter, so too in the time period between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, Bamos were mutter. Zok Rashi Mivchar Nedreichem, the choicest of your Nedarim, Melamit Shiyoviu Min Amimchar, this comes to teach you that you should bring Karbonos from your best animals. Hisham lecha, you should be careful not to bring karbonos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Litain loisase ala dover, Hisham lecha is adding a loisase, a negative commandment, to this halacha. Because in Pasuk Yud Aleph it says already, Shama Saviu. Over there you should bring karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. That was an asay. Over here, Hisham lecha is adding a loisase. B'chol mokem asher tireh, you shall not bring it in any place that you see fit. Zak Rashi, asher yale b'libcha, you should not bring it in any place that enters your heart to bring it to. Aval ata makriv al pi navi, however, you may be makriv according to the command of a navi. Kigon Eliyahu b'har ha-Karmel, just like Eliyahu brought a korban oila on a bama by har ha-Karmel. And you should bring the korbanos in the place that will be built ba'achat shevotecha, in one of your shvatim. Bechelko shel Binyamin, the Beis HaMikdash will be built in the portion of Binyamin. Ulamala hu oimer. And earlier in Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk says, Mikol shivtechem, from all of your shvatim. Over here it says, Ba'achat shivotecha, in one of your shvatim. Hoketzad, how is this possible? Kishakona David es ha-gurin me'aravno, when David bought the threshing floor, the area that the Beis HaMikdash will be built on, from Aravna Hayavusi, Gova hazov mikol ha-shvatim, he collected the gold from all of the shvatim. But still, Hagurin Bechelkas Shal Binyamin Hoya, the Gurin, the threshing floor, was in the Chelik, in the portion of Binyamin. The Beis HaMikdash will be built Ba'achat Shevotecha, in the area of one of your Shvatim, in the Chelik of Binyamin. However, the money was collected Mikol Shvatecha, from all of your Shvatim, they all chipped in for the purchase of the land from Aravna. Zak Rashi, Rak Bechol Avas Navshecha, wherever your soul desires, Tizbach Ve'ochalta, you may shecht and eat. What is this pasuk talking about that you may shech the animal and eat it? In bebasar taiva, if this pasuk is talking about basar taiva, flesh of desire, meat that one eats only because he desires to do so, meat that is shechted for purposes other than a carbon, la tiro lohem b'loyakrovis emurim, to tell you that you are allowed to shecht an animal without bringing emurim on the mizbeach. Because in the Midbar, Klal Yisrael were not allowed to just shecht an animal and eat its meat. If somebody wanted to eat meat, he had to bring a carbon. He brought a carbon, placed the blood and the emurim on the mizbeach, and then he was allowed to eat the rest of the meat. However, just to shecht an animal and eat its meat was not allowed in the Midbar. So if you're going to want to say that this pasuk is telling us that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you will be allowed to shecht an animal and eat it, basar taiva, just because you want to eat meat without bringing a carbon, this cannot be the pshat in this pasuk, because there is already another pasuk that tells us this. Harehu oimer b'makom acher, it says already in another place, further on in pasuk chaf, ki yarchiv Hashem elokecha eskevulcha, when Hashem will broaden your borders, v'omarta, and you will say, oichla basar, I would like to eat meat. There the pasuk tells us that you will be able to shecht an animal and eat the meat. So what is this pasuk talking about? What is this pasuk talking about? Bikotchim, by a carbon, shenofel behemum, that developed a blemish, sheyiftu, that this animal should be redeemed, v'yochlu b'chol mokoim, and you can eat it in any place. Yochol yiftu al mum oiver, I might think that you will also redeem a blemish that will heal. Tamil loimar, therefore the pasuk says, rak, a mir, an exclusion, that a mum oiver is not redeemed. Tizbach v'ochalto, you will shecht it and eat it. Ein lecho behem heter giza v'cholo, you are not allowed to shear its wool and to drink its milk. Ela achila ayidei zvicha. The Torah is only coming to be matir, that which becomes mutter after the shechita, which is eating it. However, drinking its milk and taking its wool will still be aser. Hatame vahatar, the tame and the Torah may eat this animal. Lefisha ba'um mikoyach kochim, since this animal was originally kochim, shenemar bohem. And it says concerning kochim, v'habosar asher yiga b'chol tame lo yoichal, the basar of kachim that touches tuma cannot be eaten. Kachim that is tame may not be eaten. Hutzruch lahater boy, the pasuk has to tell me that over here it's mutter. Shetame v'tar oichlin b'kara achas, a tame and a tar may eat it from one plate. The person who is tame may eat it, even though kachim may not be eaten by a person who is tame. This is not kachim, and therefore a tame may eat it. And also the tar may eat it from the same plate that the tame ate from, even though the Tomei was metame this meat, and now this meat is also Tomei, still the Tahar may eat it because this is not Kachim. This is not Kachim that became Tomei, but rather, since it was redeemed, it has a din of Chulin, and you may eat it even though it became Tomei. Zok Rashi, Katzvi v'cho Ayol, this may be eaten by a Tomei and a Tahar together, just like a Tzvi and Ayol, she'en karbon bo mehem, because a karbon is not brought from a Tzvi and Ayol. They are Chayos. And just like by chayos, a tameh and a torah may eat it together. So too, by this animal that developed a mum and was redeemed, a tameh and a torah can eat it together. Zok Rashi katzvi v'chayol, and Rashi is bothered why the pasuk has to make a comparison to tzvi and ayol. It was sufficient for the pasuk just to say hatameh v'hatorah yechlenu. In order to tell you that by this animal you do not have to give the zroya lichoyayim and the keva to the kohen, just like by a tzvi and ayol, there is no din of zroya lichoyayim and keva. So too, by this animal that was originally kachim and developed a mum and was redeemed, there is no din of zroya lichoyayim and keva. Zokrashi rak adam lo sechelu, only this blood you shall not eat. Afa pisho amarti, even though I said that by this animal the blood is not placed on the mizbeach because it has a mum, still you shall not take the blood and eat it. Tishbechenu kamoyim, you shall spill it on the ground like water. To tell you, you do not need kisoy hadam, the blood does not have to be covered. Although in the previous pasuk, the pasuk compares this animal to a tzvi and ayol, and by a tzvi and ayol which are chayos, there is a din of kisoy hadam. This animal does not need kisui hadam. Davar acher, Rashi says another pshat, hareyu kamayim, the pasuk is comparing blood to water, lahachshir es hazroyim, to make zroyim and food susceptible to be makabel tuma. Just like water is machshir zroyim to be makabel tuma, so too can dam be machshir zroyim and food to be makabel tuma. Zok Rashi loisuchal, you are not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, maisosheni, and other things. And Rashi is bothered that we already know this from Pasuk Zayin, where it says, "Va'achaltem sham, you shall eat it over there." Bo'hakosav litein loisase al adover, the Pasuk is coming to add a loisase on this halacha. Before, when it says, "Va'achaltem sham," that is an ase. Loisuchal lecho b'sharecho is adding a loisase to this din. So Rashi loisuchal, and Rashi comes to tell us that the word loisuchal does not mean you are not able, but rather you are not allowed. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Yochel ata, you are able to eat Maaser Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Aval eincha rishoi, however, the pasuk is saying you are not allowed. Ki yitzabai, similarly we find in Sefer Yeshua that the word la yochlu can also mean you are not allowed, even though the literal translation is you are not able. The pasuk says, Vesayibusi yoshve Yerushalayim, and the Yibusi who lived in Yerushalayim, la yochlu bnei Yehuda lahirisham. Literally, that means that the Bnei Yehuda were not able to chase them out. On that, Rashi says, Yecholim hayu, they were able to chase them out. Elo she'enam reshoyim, they were not allowed to chase them out. Lefi shekoras lohem Avram bris, because Avram made a bris with the Yevusi, kishalokach mehem, me'ora samach pela, when he bought from them the me'ora samach pela, he made a deal with them that in the future, his children will not chase them out of Eretz Yisrael. The lo Yevusim hayu, and really, it was not the Yevusi that Avram bought the Ma'oras HaMachpelah from, because Avram bought it from the Chiti, from Ephron HaChiti. Ela Chitim Hayum, they were really Chiti. So why were they called Yevusi? Ela Al Shem Ha'ir Sheshma Yevus, because they lived in a city that was called Yevus, so later on they were called Yevusi. Kach Mefurish BePirkei DeRabbi Elazar, so is explained in Pirkei DeRabbi Elazar. V'hu Shenemar, and that is why the Pasuk says in Shmuel, Ki Em Hesircho HaIvrim VaPischim, the only way you will be able to capture the land from Yevusi is if you remove the Ivrim, the blind ones, Vapischim, and the ones that limp, which are Tzlomim, Shekosvu Aleim Es HaShvua. You remove the Avodah Zarah, which on these Avodah Zarah, the Shvua that Avram made to the Yevusi was written upon. So if you remove these Avodah Zarah, then you will be able to take away the land. However, as long as these Avodah Zarah that the Shvua is written upon remains, you cannot take away the land. And the reason why the Avodah Zarahs are called Ivrim and Pischim, blind ones and ones that limp, because concerning Avodah Zarahs it says, Einayim lahem v'lo yiru, they have eyes but they cannot see, so therefore they are Ivrim, blind. Raglehem v'lo yahalechu, they have feet but they cannot walk, that is why they are called Pischim, things that limp. So just like over there where the Pasuk says, La yochlu bnei Yehuda, the Pasuk does not mean that the bnei Yehuda were not able, but rather they were not allowed. So too, leisucha lecho b'sharecha means you are not allowed to eat in your cities your maaser sheni. Zok Rashi uvecharis b'karcha, and the firstborn of your cattle you should eat in Yerushalayim. Azor lekohanim, this is a warning that the kohen must eat the bechor in Yerushalayim. Utrumas yodecha, elo habikurim, this is referring to bikurim that must be eaten by the kohen in Yerushalayim. Lifnei Hashem, lifnim menachoyma, within the walls of Yerushalayim. Valevi asher b'sharecha, and you must take care of the Levi that lives in your cities. Imein lecha losis lemichelkoi, if you do not have something to give to him from his own portion, from that which the Torah awards to him. Kigoin Maiser Rishon, for example, Maiser Rishon which belongs to him, tein loy Maiser Oni, give him Maiser Oni, because he is considered a poor person. Like Rashi says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yubeis Amud Beis Divrei Hamaschil Oyaf, that a Levi is considered an Oni because he does not have a Chelek Ba'aretz. Ein lecha Maiser Oni, if you do not have Maiser Oni to give to him, Hazmineo al Shlomecha, invite him to take part in eating part of your Karban Shlomim. And in Sefer Aderes Eliyahu, he finds a hint to what Rashi says, because there are three places that the Torah mentions Levi in this parsha. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, V'halevi asher b'sha'arechem. In Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, V'halevi asher b'sha'arecho. And in Pasuk Yud Tes, it says, Yishamelecho pentazov es ha'levi. And these three places that Levi is mentioned hints to us the three things that you must give to a Levi. Either give him Maiser Rishon, or give him Maiser Oni, or invite him on your table to take part in your shlomim. Zakrashi hisham lecha pentazav es alevi, liten loisase al hadavar, to add a loisase, a negative commandment, to the ase that was already mentioned in the previous pasuk. Zakrashi alad mosecho, while you are on your land, aval begoylo, however, when you are in Golos, when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, ein chamuzer olav yoiser me'ani Yisrael, you are not warned concerning a Levi to take care of him more than any other poor person. The Levi does not receive special status when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, because when Klal Yisrael is in Golos, the Levi does not do the Avodah, and therefore he has time to support himself. That is the way the Be'er Mayim Chaim learns. And the pasuk continues, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, and they always were in close proximity to the Mishkan, they were not allowed to just shecht an animal and eat its meat. Rather, they had to bring a carbon shlamim and place the blood and a murim on the mizbeach, and then they were able to eat the rest of the flesh of this animal. The pasuk now is telling us, when Klal Yisrael will enter Eretz Yisrael and be spread out in the land, not being in close proximity to the Beis HaMikdash, they will then be able to shecht an animal and eat it, even without bringing a carbon. Basar taiva will then be mutter. And the pasuk says, Ki yarchiv Hashem alekecha es kevulcha, when Hashem will broaden your boundaries, kasher dibar loch, like he has spoken to you, the omarta, and you will say, oichla vosar, I would like to eat meat, kisa'ava nafshecha lecho bosar, because your soul desires to eat meat, b'chol avas nafshecha teicha bosar, according to your heart's entire desire, you may eat meat. Hashem will allow you to shecht an animal and eat meat. Ki yirchach mimcha hamokoim, when the place, which is the mokoim hamigdash, will be far from you, Asher yivchar Hashem alekecha losum shemayisham, the place which Hashem will choose to place his name over there, the Makom HaMikdash, v'zavachta, and you will shecht mi bekarcha u'mitzoncha, from your cattle and from your sheep, asher nosen Hashem lecha, that Hashem has given to you, kasher tzivisicha, you will shecht the way you were commanded, because Hashem has commanded you in Sinai, halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, with the laws of shechita, the laws of zvicha. So if you make the shechita according to halacha, then ve'ochalto b'sharecho, you will be able to eat in your cities b'chol avas nafshecho, according to your heart's entire desire. Basar taiva will be mutter when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Ach only kasher yeyochel es ha-tzvi ves ha-yol, just like the way you eat a tzvi, a deer, and an ayol, which are chayos, and chayos are not brought as karbonos. Therefore, a tamei and a torah can eat together the flesh of a chaya. A tamei may eat the flesh of a chaya, and also a tohor may eat the flesh of a chaya that became tamei, because it's not a carbon. Kein teichlenu, so you can eat this meat, the meat of this animal that you just shechted. Hatamei v'hator yachtov yechlenu, a tamei and a tohor can eat the meat of this animal together, since it is not a carbon. Therefore, a tamei may eat it, and also a tohor may eat from the same plate that a tamei ate from. Because even though a tamei ate from this animal and was matame the meat, a tohor may eat this meat even though this meat is tamei, because this is not a carbon. And since it's not a carbon, a tohor may eat tamei dika meat. And you might think that since the pasuk compares the meat of this animal to a tzvi and ayol, you might think that just like a tzvi and ayol, which are chayos, are not included in the iser chela, the iser of eating forbidden fats that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, so too, this animal is also not included in the Isra of Chelev, and you might think the Isra of Chelev only applies to an animal that was brought as a carbon. However, an animal that was shechted stam an animal that was just slaughtered without being brought as a korban is not included in the Isser Chelev, and those fats are permitted. Therefore, the Pasuk says, ach, but only, to limit what was just said. Even though the Pasuk compares it to a Tzvi and Ayol, Tzvi and Ayol, which are Chayois, are not included in the Isser Chelev. However, this animal that was shechted is included in the Isser Chelev. And the Isser Chelev does not only apply to animals brought as a korban, but also to any behemah that was shechted. Those animals are also included in the Isser Chelev. And the Maskal of David asks, why do we need this pasuk to tell us that a tamei can eat the meat of this animal? We can learn this out from a Kavach Chomer from pasuk Tesvav. Over there in pasuk Tesvav, we saw that an animal that was kachin and developed a mum, a blemish, and was redeemed, may be eaten by a tamei. So definitely, an animal that was never kachim can definitely be eaten by a tamei. Why do we need this pasuk? Maskal David answers that I might have thought, maybe only over there can a tamei eat it, because right now, that animal is not fit to be brought as a korban, since it has a mum. However, this animal, that does not have a mum, and technically could be brought on the mizbeach, needs to be eaten only by a tar. Therefore, the pasuk says over here, hatamei v'hatar yoichlenu, that a tamei may eat the meat of this animal. And the pasuk continues, rak chazak, only you shall be strong, levilti achol hadam, not to eat blood, ki hadam hu hanofesh, because blood is the soul and the life of every creature, and therefore you may not eat blood. And Rashi is bothered, why by this iser does it say chazak, strengthen yourself, more than other isurim? Rashi tells us two pshatim, either because Klal Yisrael were very steeped in the Isser of Dam. They would constantly eat Dam. As the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains, since in order to do Kishuv, to do witchcraft, one had to eat blood. And therefore Klal Yisrael were steeped in the Isser of eating blood. That's why the Pasuk says, Chazak, strengthen yourself and pull yourself away from this Avera that you are constantly doing. Rashi's second pshat is that the Pasuk says Chazak in order to stress how much a person must strengthen himself to keep away from Averis. Because even by an easy Avera, one that is very easy to stay away from, the Isser of eating blood, which a person does not really want to do, the Pasuk says, Chazak, you must strengthen yourself to stay away from it. All the more so, by Averis that a person has a desire to do, he definitely must strengthen himself to keep away from such Averis. V'loseichal ha-nefesh im ha-bosor, and you shall not eat the soul with the meat. And Rashi tells us, this is the Isser of eating Eiver min ha-chai, a limb of an animal that was taken off while the animal was still alive. And the Pasuk reads like this, V'leisoichel ha-bosor, you shall not eat meat that was taken off of the animal ha-nefesh when the soul and the life of the animal was still in it. And the Pasuk says, Lo toichalenu, you shall not eat it, you shall not eat the blood, ala oret tishbechenu kamoyim, you shall pour it on the ground like water. And Rashi tells us that there are two types of blood. Dam ha-nefesh, the lifeblood of the animal that gushes out when the animal is shechted. One who eats that blood is chayiv kares. And then there is dam tamsus, the blood that is squeezed out and drips out of the animal. This blood is only usher with a lav. There is no kares. The pasuk over here that says loy sechelenu is talking about the dam tamsus. It is telling us a lav for eating the blood that drips out of the animal. And then the pasuk says again, loy toichalenu, you shall not eat it. And this is referring to a different type of blood, the blood of dam evarim, the blood of the internal organs, the blood in the spleen, the liver, and the kidneys. This blood is also only usar belav, and there is no kares. And if you stay away from eating dam, leman yitav lecha ulevonecha acharecha, it will be good for you and your children after you, ki sa'ase hayoshar be'eni Hashem, when you will do that which is correct in the eyes of Hashem. And from here, Rashi tells us, we see the magnitude of the reward that Klal Yisrael will receive for doing mitzvahs. Because we see over here that by an easy mitzvah, the mitzvah of not eating dam, which is considered easy because a person does not have a desire to eat blood, still we see that he and his children will be rewarded. All the more so by an avera that a person has a desire to do, gezel, stealing, arayos, forbidden relationships. If a person refrains from these isurim, his reward will be even greater than that. And this is not the only place that the Isser of Dam is mentioned in the Torah. It is mentioned in three other places. In Parshas Vayikra, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk says, Kol Chelev v'chol Dam lo seichelu. In Parshas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavov, the Pasuk says, V'chol Dam lo seichelu. And in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud, it says, Ish ish mi beis Yisrael uminager asher yoga b'soichom, asher yoichal kol dam. And after having stated in Pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, that if you want to shecht an animal and eat it, you may do so and eat it anywhere you want, that is only if it's not a korban. However, when you bring a korban, you must make sure to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk says, Rak kodoshecho, only your kachim, your korbanos, asher yu lecho, that you will have, unedarecho, and your nedarim, your voluntary korbanos, tisa, you should carry, uvoso, and come, el hamokom asher yivcha Hashem, to the place that Hashem has chosen, to the Beis HaMikdash. Va'asisa oilosecho, and you shall do over there your korbanos oilos, habosov hadam al mizbach Hashem lekecho, where the flesh and the blood will go on the mizbeach, v'dam zvachecho, and the blood of your korban shlomim, yishafech al mizbach Hashem lekecho, will be poured on the mizbeach of Hashem your God, v'habosa toichel, after you pour the blood on the mizbeach, you may eat the basar of the shlomim. So the pasuk is telling us that if you just shecht an animal, then you may eat it anywhere you want. However, if you bring a korban oila must be placed completely on the mizbeach, the blood and the flesh. And if it's a korban shlamim, then the blood and the emurim must be placed on the mizbeach, and the rest of the animal may be eaten by you. And since we know from many previous psukim that a korban must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore Rashi tells us that there are other drashos that are made from this pasuk. For example, if somebody is magdish an animal in Chutz La'aretz, he must bring this animal to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to bring it on the Mizbeach. That's why it says, Tisa Uvasa, you should carry it and come. Carry it from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. And we also know, once an animal has been dedicated as a korban, it is forbidden to transfer the Kedusha of this animal onto another animal. And if one does so, the original animal retains its Kedusha, and the second animal, the substitute animal, becomes Kodesh as well. And that is what the word kodoshecho in our pasuk is alluding to. That if you try to substitute another animal for this one, they will both become holy. And the second animal, which is kodoshecho, the one that you made holy now, shall also be brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. And the third halacha that Rashi tells us that we learn from this pasuk is that if your korban will give birth to an offspring, this offspring will also be brought as a korban. And that's why the pasuk says, asher yiu lecha, that which your animal will have, that offspring that your animal will give birth to, will also be brought as a korban. Tisa uvasa el hamakom, you will bring it to the Beis HaMikdash as a korban. And the pasuk continues, Shemar, you shall learn the mitzvahs, v'shamato, and by learning it, you will be able to observe the mitzvahs, eis kol hadavar mo'ela asher anochi mitzaveko, everything that I am commanding you. And since it says, es kol hadavarim, all the things, Rashi tells us that this teaches us that all mitzvahs should be beloved to you, easy mitzvahs as well as hard mitzvahs. L'man yitav lecha ulevonecha acharecha ad olam, in order that it should be good for you and your children after you forever, kisase hatoiv, when you will do that which is good in the eyes of Hashem, v'hayoshar, and that which is correct in the eyes of people, be'enei Hashem lekecha, in the eyes of Hashem your God. And the Divrei David explains the last three words of the pasuk, be'enei Hashem lekecha, if you do what is yashar in the eyes of people, then be'enei Hashem lekecha, you will be good and accepted in the eyes of Hashem. As the Mishnah says, kol sheruach habriyos noichemenu, anybody who is desirable in the eyes of people, ruach hamokom noichemenu, is desirable in the eyes of Hashem too. Therefore it says, v'hayashar, if a person is yashar in the eyes of briyos, then be'enei Hashem lekecha, he is also yashar in the eyes of Hashem your God. Zok Rashi Pasuk Chof, Kiyarchev Hashem Alekechas Kevulcha, when Hashem will broaden your boundaries. And Rashi is bothered. Why does the Pasuk have to say Kiyarchev Hashem Alekechas Kevulcha if in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chafal, if it says Kiyirchak Mimcha Amokoim, when you will be far from the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it necessary to say Kiyarchev Hashem Alekechas Kevulcha when Hashem will broaden your borders? Zok Rashi Lomdo Torah Derech Eretz. The Pasuk is teaching us proper conduct. Shalei Yisave Odom Lecho Bosor, that a person should not desire to eat meat, only through a broadening of hands and through wealth. When he is wealthy, then he should eat meat. However, if he is not wealthy, he should not eat meat. That's why it says, he should only eat meat when he is broadened and wealthy. And there are two other Rashis that are similar to this, Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches, Dibur Hamaschil Basar Lechol. Over there, Rashi says that Basar should be eaten. However, Lechem Lasoiva, bread, should satisfy. A person should not eat meat to satisfy, but rather only meat, Lechol, to eat in small amounts. And Rashi also in Parshas Achrei Mois, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Dibur Hamaschil Asher Yotud, says that a person should view eating meat as if he has to go out and capture an animal in order to get the meat. He should not eat meat on a regular basis, but only from time to time, like something that has to be captured. Zok Rashi, b'chol avas nafshecho, to your heart's entire desire, you may eat meat. Avol b'midbar, however, in the midbar, neser lahem basar chulin, it was usher for them to eat basar chulin. They were not allowed to shecht an animal and eat it for the sake of eating it. Ela im kein magdisha, unless they were magdish the animal, umakriva shlomim, and they brought it as a carbon shlomim, they brought the blood and the imurim on the mizbeach, then they were able to eat the rest of the meat. However, once they came to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem allowed them to eat basar taiva. Ki yirchak mimcha hamokoim, when the Beis HaMikdash will be far from you, v'laysucha lovi v'lase shlomim, you will not be able to come and bring a carbon shlomim b'chol yoim every day. K'may achshav, like you are doing now, shah mishkon holichim mochem, when the mishkon is traveling with you, then the halach is v'zavachta, you can shecht kasher tzivisicha, like I have commanded you. Lamadnu, this teaches us, sheyesh tzivoy bezvicha, there is a command concerning shechting. Heich yishchoy, how one should shecht. V'hein hilchoy shchita shenemru l'moish mi-Sinai, and these are the halachis of shchita that were said to Moshe in Sinai. The pasuk says, v'zavachta, and you shall shecht kasher tzivisicha, the way I have commanded you. Zok Rashi, ach kasher yoyochel es ha-tzvi ves ayol, you can eat this meat the way you eat the tzvi and ayol. Ein chomuzer la'ochlam b'tahara, you are not warned to eat this meat in a state of purity. Frek Rashi, if we are comparing this animal to tzvi and ayol, shall we say, ima tzvi v'ayol chelba mutter, just like a tzvi and ayol, which are chayos, chelev is mutter, af chulin chelba mutter, so too by chulin, by this animal that you shefted, the chelev should also be mutter, and the only time chelev is usher is only by a carbon. Talmud Leimar, therefore the pasuk says, ach, which is limiting the comparison to tzvi and ayol. We are comparing it to tzvi v'ayol, that tomi and tar yacht of yechlenu. However, it is different than tzvi v'ayol, because tzvi and ayol is not included in the iser of chelev. However, this meat is included in the iser of chelev. Zok Rashi, rak chazak levilti achoil hadom, be strong not to eat blood. Imash enemer chazak, since the pasuk says chazak, strengthen yourself, ataloymed, we can learn, shehoyu shtufim medam le'ochloi, they were steeped in eating blood. Like the Be'er Mayim Chaim says, they were steeped in eating blood because they needed to eat blood in order to do kishuv, witchcraft. Lefikach, therefore, hustruch loymer chazak, the pasuk had to say, strengthen yourself and pull yourself away from this avera. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Azai says, Leba kosev el lazircho ulamencho. The pasuk is only warning you and telling you, akama atatzorch lischazik b'mitzvois. To what extent must the person strengthen himself in mitzvois? Im hadam shu kal lihishar mimimenu. If the isra of blood, which is very easy to stay away from, shein odom misavaloi, a person does not desire to eat blood, hutzruch lechazkecho, still the pasuk has to say, chazak, and strengthen you in this iser, ba'azer rosei, in this warning, kal v'chomer, all the more so, lishar mitzvahs, to other mitzvahs, which a person desires to be over. There, a person definitely has to strengthen himself to keep away from those isurim. Zok Rashi, v'lo yisoichel ha-nefesh ha-mabosa, you shall not eat the nefesh, the soul, with the flesh. Azor, this is a warning, le'ever menachai, to eat ever menachai. One is not allowed to eat a limb that was taken off from a live animal. Loisechlenu, one should not eat dam. Azora, this is a lav, ledam hatamsis, for the blood that drips out. It is only belav and not the kuris. Loisechlenu, it says again, you should not eat dam. Azora, this is a lav, ledam ho'evorim, that one should not eat the blood that is in the internal organs, the blood of the spleen, the kidneys, and of the liver. Lema yitavloch, in order that it should be good for you. Sei ulamad matan schorin shel mitzvois. From here we can learn what the magnitude of the reward for mitzvahs are. Im hadam shenafshe shel adam katzu mimenu. If, concerning the isra of dam, which a person really is disgusted by eating blood, haporish mimenu, one who refrains from eating blood, zoichel lai ulavanav acharav, he merits a reward for himself and his children afterwards, like the pasuk says, l'man yitav lecha ulavanecha acharecha, Kal v'chomer, all the more so, legezel, one who refrains from stealing, v'arayos, and one who refrains from forbidden relationships. Shenafshe shel odom isavolohem, that a person's soul desires to do these averos. If one refrains from these averos, we can't even begin to imagine the schar that a person will receive. Zok Rashi, rak kodoshecho, only your kachim, afal pi she'atom mutar lishchot chulin, even though you are allowed to shecht chulin and eat it anywhere you want. I did not allow you to shecht karbonos ulaochlam bishorecho veloy hakrova, and to eat it in your cities without being makrovit on the mizbeach. Elo heviyon lebeis habechira. Rather, you must bring it first to the Beis Hamikdash. Ve'asisa oilosecho, and you shall make your karbonos oilos. Im oilos heim, if you are bringing a carbon oilo, tein habosor v'hadam al gabi hamizbeach. You should place the bosor, the flesh, and the blood on the mizbeach. And if you are bringing karbonai shlamim, dam zivachecha yishafech ala hamizbeach tchila. First place the blood on the mizbeach. V'yachar kach v'abosar toichal, then you can eat the flesh of this animal. The oy darshu Rabbi Seinu and our chachamim also darshin from this pasuk rak kodoshecha, bo lelamed, it is coming to teach us, al hakodoshim shebechutz l'oretz, if somebody is magdish an animal in chutz l'oretz, then he must bring it to Yerushalayim. Tisa uvasa, you must carry and bring this animal from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. Ulelamed ala tmurois, and it comes to teach us that if somebody substitutes the Kedusha from one animal to another, both of them are holy, and even the second animal must be brought to the Mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why it says, Kodoshecho, even the one that you substituted and made holy, that too you must bring to the Beis HaMikdash. The Avlodis Kochim Shiakrivu, it is also teaching us that the offspring of a carbon must be brought on the Mizbeach. And that is learned from the words, Ashiyu Lecha, that which you will have, that which your animal will give birth to. Zok Rashi Shemar, Zu Mishnah, this is studying the Torah. Shata Tzorach L'Shamra Bevitnecha, you must guard it in your stomach and constantly review it, Shalei Tishkach, in order that you should not forget it. Ki'in Shenamar, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ki'no'im, it is pleasant, when you guard it in your stomach and make the Torah a part of yourself. And if you learn the Torah and study it, it will be possible for you to obey the mitzvahs and fulfill them. A person who is not in the category of studying the Torah, he cannot be in the category of doing the mitzvahs, because if you do not study and review the mitzvahs, you will not observe the mitzvahs. Shemara means to study, b'shamata, then you will be able to fulfill and obey the mitzvahs. Zok Rashi, es kol ha-devarim, you shall obey all the things that I am commanding you. Why does it say kol ha-devarim? Shetehe chaviva olecho, in order that it should be beloved upon you. Mitzvah kala, a relatively light mitzvah, kemitzvah chamura, like a serious mitzvah. It should be beloved to you, the lighter mitzvahs, like a serious mitzvah. And then you should do hatoy be'eni hashamayim, that which is good in the eyes of heaven, v'hayoshar, and that which is correct, be'eni odom, in the eyes of people.